What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled How the Early Muslims Can Benefit the American People in Resisting a Tyrannical Government. So, as you guys probably know by now, things are gonna get a lot worse for us. The Jews are very, very busy trying to take away your First and Second Amendment rights. They don't want you to have free speech. They don't want you to own guns. And that's because the Jews plan on enslaving you. They look at cat goyim like cattle. So they're pretty much going to round you up literally like cows and sheep for the slaughter. Literally. As you guys saw here on MGTOW TV, there's a couple of videos that came from the World Economic Forum on MGTOW TV, where the Jews were talking about how they're going to use Neuralink, which is, surprise, surprise, a company owned by that dirty, dirty Jew, Elon Musk. And they want you to be, they want to plant a chip in your brain. That way they can know what you're thinking. If you're thinking of the wrong thing, you know, they can put you in jail, they can fine you, they can reprimand you, they can fire you. So the Jews are busy working on this dystopian future where they are the rulers and you guys are literally their robotic slaves. You have no souls. In fact, one of the guys working on this whole singularity concept of humans being robots and shit like that is a Jew in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. And he came out and he flat out said people don't have free will. They think they do, but they really don't. They're just robots, and we're going to treat them like robots. So expect things to get really worse for us in the very, very upcoming future. Now, things got bad back during the early days of Islam in Mecca. So before we get into this video even further, you guys need to understand something. God says those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. So you all probably heard of the Exodus, where we Jews, technically Israelites at the time, because, you know, Judaism still wasn't downloaded to us, so we were Israelites. By the way, guys, there is no such thing as anti-Semite. It's the Israelites who are God's chosen people, not fucking Mark Zuckerberg and other fake Jews. So, anyways, Pharaoh thought he was God. And in the Exodus, what did God tell us in the Exodus? He told us, leave Egypt. You see, when a tyrannical regime puts itself on the same level as God, when it says we are God, that's when God says, oh, hell no. You guys know the motorcycle clubs, right? You know, the motorcycle gangs, you know, Hell's Angels, fucking Mongols, you know, the motorcycle gangs. When the motorcycle gangs, you know, meet at a bar to fight one another, you know what they say? They get into the bar and they're like, okay, everybody who is not part of a gang, get the fuck out. And they lock the doors and they just beat up one another, murder one another. You know, that way no innocent person gets harmed, okay? So when the Jews declare we are God, that's when God is like, get the fuck out. It's now between me and George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Howard Stern, Elon Musk, you know, Sam Bankman-Friedman and his fugly looking gremlin girl. By the way, guys, if you look at all these Jews, man, they all look fugly, and that is divine proof that God hates dirty Jews. And just to let you guys know, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Elon Musk, they don't even know anything about Judaism. In fact, they only claim to be Jews so they can be considered, you know, God's chosen people. And how dare you talk about them in a negative light? But other than that, guys, these fake Jews out there, they're not Jews. They have nothing to do with Judaism. And I am telling you guys, 80% of so-called Jews, if we were really to implement Halakha law, for those of you who don't know, Halakha law is the Muslim version of Sharia law. Canon law is actually the Christian version of Halakha and Sharia law. Most of you guys don't even know that. Anyways, if we were to actually implement Halakha law on the Jews, 80% of all Jewish people would be stoned to death if we were to actually implement Halakha law. Alright? So, what are we to do nowadays? Well, the answer, guys, is very, very simple. See, just like God commanded us to leave Egypt without a fight, you guys out there, you need to leave without a fight. You need to do what the Chinese refer to as the lay down flat movement. By the way, guys, the lay down flat movement is actually what Islam wants. Islam wants you to lay down. Now, a lot of people out there, they would say, wait a second, Amr, isn't religion all about being, proactive and, you know, being active and doing shit, not laying on your ass? Yes, that's true. However, when you are dealing with people who declare themselves to be gods on earth, it's no longer your fight, you know? When the Jews declare we are gods, we will replace this so-called God, this is a fight between God and the Jews, okay? You guys out there, you need to get out of the bar. You know, like I said earlier, you know, when motorcycle gangs fight one another in a bar, you know, all the people who have nothing to do with the gangs, you know, get the fuck out, otherwise you're gonna get killed and murdered and beat in there. Same thing here. So everybody out there who's not a dirty Jew, get out of the West. Now, I understand a lot of you guys out there simply just can't hop on a plane and go live somewhere else outside of the West, okay? You know, the early Muslims, believe it or not, it was the same thing with them. You know, the early Muslims, they just couldn't pack up and leave, you know. Some Muslims were fortunate to leave and go to Ethiopia, what was called Abyssinia at the time. So some Muslims were able to find refuge in Ethiopia. Now, going to Ethiopia back in those days, you know, 1500 years ago, you know, yeah, granted, you jumped off on a boat and you went to Ethiopia, but let's be honest, you know, how many Muslim men have the means and the wherewithal and the ability to simply hop on a boat, go to Ethiopia and live over there? Not many of them did. You see, the Muslims who had the means, they are the ones who went to Ethiopia. The ones who didn't have the means, they had to pretty much do what the Chinese do, which again is a lay down movement, which is not to work. Now, for 10 years, the Muslims, they did not fight, they did not put up a struggle, they simply did what we are doing right now. They talked about what's going on. This is why MGTOW is so important, guys. It's because we talk about what's going on. Right now, guys, the only thing we can do is talk about what's going on, okay? We're not gonna take up arms, we're not gonna fight, we're not gonna do anything, because like TFM said, 85% of people out there are normies. They'll turn against you like this, you know? So our only option right now is to talk, and also at the same time, lay down, okay? Don't work. You see, the early Muslims, who couldn't hop on a boat and go to Abyssinia, go to Ethiopia, they had to avoid being taken advantage of and turned into slaves. They didn't do anything. They simply laid down and didn't do anything at all. Now, at the same time, there was a city called Medina, which is a couple of hundred miles away from Mecca. And that city, that became the local refuge for Muslims. You see, instead of Muslims going to Ethiopia, they can simply travel on land for a couple of hundred miles and go to Medina. Now, however, the pagans of Mecca, they were very, very powerful. You see, the only reason why the pagans did not destroy Muhammad and the early Muslims was the same reason why Pharaoh didn't murder Moses and Aaron. Trust and believe, Pharaoh wanted to murder Aaron and Moses, but the reason why Pharaoh didn't murder Moses and Aaron was because he was afraid that if he was to murder them, then that would prove to his people, to the Egyptian people, that, hey, Moses and Aaron, who obviously are prophets of gods, then these guys are right. You see, guys, you need to understand, man, when you and I make videos like this, the government simply can't come in and arrest us for making a video like this. Because what are they gonna arrest us for? We're telling people, hey man, if you can get the fuck out of America, do it. And if you can't do it, lay the fuck down. Lay flat, don't do anything, you know? So if they were to come, if the US government was to come and arrest me for making this video, this is all the proof you guys need that the Jews are in control and things will only get bad for us, okay? So just like the US government doesn't arrest me for these videos, it's the same reason Moses wasn't murdered by Pharaoh. It's the same reason why Muhammad wasn't murdered by the pagans of Mecca, even though they had the power. It's simply because these people were afraid that of the truth. You see, guys, at the end of the day, guys, the truth is what tyrants are afraid of, okay? The truth. Nothing strikes terror in the hearts of evil people more than the truth, because it exposes them. You see, the word kafir in Arabic, which is a Semitic word, by the way, the word kafir is in Hebrew, and in fact, the best definition of the word kafir was by a Jewish priest by the name of Yossi Mizrahi, who said that the word kafir means to cover up, okay? The word kafir doesn't necessarily mean infidel or anything like that. It simply means to cover up, you know, kind of like how you paint over something, you know, you cover it up. Well, a kafir is a person who covers up the truth, okay? Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they know that they're covering up the truth. They know that. They're not dumb. They know that they're covering up the truth, okay? This is why when we make videos like this, it strikes fear in the hearts of the Jews. Guys, if you are in the presence of a dirty Jew and their hands are not shaking like this out of terror, then you're doing something wrong. Because as long as you have the truth, and the divine truth comes from God and his prophets, that will terrorize the Jews more than anything else, okay? And this is why the Jews want to take away the First Amendment. This is why they want to take away gun rights. It's because they're deathly afraid of people fighting them. Now, ultimately, guys, Islam tells us the Jews will be exterminated to the point where the trees are going to say, hey, faithful of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. Now, when we say Jews, we're talking the Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, you know, we're not talking, you know, Shlomo, the deli owner, we're not talking Martin Goldberg, we're not talking, you know, Halsey with TFM, you know, we're talking about the Jews who really are responsible for everything bad and wrong happening. So until that time happens, you guys out there, you need to either A, leave the West, or B, simply expel yourself from society, okay? So when Medina became the de facto Muslim capital, a lot of young Muslim men fled to Medina. So the pagans of Mecca, they were still powerful at the time. So the pagans of Mecca, they said to the Prophet Muhammad, listen, Prophet, they didn't even call him Prophet Muhammad, they actually called him by his real name, which is Abu Qasim. Yeah, the Prophet Muhammad's name is Abu Qasim, which means father of Qasim, because he had a son who died at a young age. So, you know how they say Abu Baghdadi, you know, stuff like that, father of so and so. You know, most people, even to this very day, most people are referred to as Ibn this, Abu this, you know, they didn't have none of that first and last name bullshit. So anyways, so the pagans of Mecca, they told the Prophet Muhammad, listen, Abu Qasim, it's cool if you and your immediate friends and family want to flee to Medina, but we don't want all these young men to go to Medina, okay? We want them here being our slaves. So if you want to avoid a war with us, these young men who flee from Mecca going to Medina, you have to turn them away. You have to tell them to go back to Mecca. And the Prophet Muhammad agreed. And a lot of Muslims at the time were like, oh, Prophet of God, how in the world can you tell these young Muslims who are coming here, they're escaping evil, they're coming here to practice their faith, how can you say to the evil people, I'm going to deny these young Muslims and I'm going to turn them away? So in religion, it's all about sabr and gamil. Sabr and gamil in Arabic means patience is beautiful, okay? If there's a tagline for religion, it is sit and watch. All right, so what ended up happening was all these young Muslim men who wanted to flee to Medina, but they were turned away. They went back to Mecca, and guess what? When they went back to Mecca, they were treated as criminals. They were beat. Some of them even died. If they didn't come from a wealthy, powerful family, some of them were even freaking murdered. So what did a lot of these young Muslim men do who couldn't go to Medina? They weren't going to stay in Mecca and become second-class citizens. They were not going to be turned into slaves to go out and work. So what they did is that they fled into the countryside. They didn't go to Medina. They went into the countryside, okay? Now, when they went into the countryside, two things happened. Number one, Mecca lost all its young, strong men. Guys, who keeps America running? Is it Donald Trump? Does Donald Trump go out and fucking build roads? Nope. Does Carrie Evans, does she go out and trim trees? What's her name, that Puerto Rican hoe, what's her name, AOC? You know, does AOC go work on power lines? No, she doesn't. Does Mitt Romney, does he collect the garbage in the morning? No, he doesn't. Who does it? Young men, in particular, single men. So, As these single men started to leave Mecca for the countryside, all of a sudden Mecca was like, "Hey man, our roads, they're not clean. The trees, the bushes, they're all over the place, you know? Our garbage, it hasn't been collected. Who's gonna fetch our waters from the well, you know?" Because all the young men, you know, they're like, "Fuck this, you know, I'm not gonna be treated as a criminal. I'm not gonna be forced to work as a slave. Fuck that, I'll just go live in the countryside," right? So that's number one. Mecca began to lose its actual work force because women don't work. All they do is complain, okay? That's number one. Number two, now, these guys who went to live in the wilderness, well, guess what? You know, they had no choice. You know, what were they? Can't go to Medina because they're going to be turned back to Mecca. Okay? They're not going to stay in Mecca because the regime there is evil and it treats them like total shit. You know? So they have no choice but to go live in the countryside. Now, when they went to live in the countryside, guess what happened? Okay? You see, Mecca, as a major city, it has caravans. It has artisans, you know, skilled craftsmen coming from Syria, coming from the Levant, which is Palestine, Syria, those areas, you know, the caravans, the craftspeople, you know, the people who are skilled, they would come down from the, in Arabic, it's known as the Bilad al-Sham, countries of the Levant, okay? They would come down to Mecca and they would supply Mecca with, you know, with its cargoes of goods. They would supply Mecca with, you know, skilled laborers. So when these guys were coming from north, from Syria, they were coming down to Mecca. Guess what? These Muslims who were forced to go live in the woods and in the middle of the desert did. They would raid the caravans. They're like, "Oh, look, this caravan has food and that food is going to Mecca. Hey, man, I'm fucking hungry right now." So they would raid the caravans. And these skilled artisans, the Meccans were like, "Oh, so this guy is going to go to Mecca and build something for him." Blah, 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 you know, they would show up to them and they would be like, "Yo, man, don't go over there, okay?" So what ends up happening in this case is that Mecca lost on two very important fronts. They lost their skill, they lost their workforce, which cleaned the streets, paved the roads, did the power lights. I know what you guys gonna say, Amr, there was no power lights, you know, 1400 years ago. Well, you know what? They always needed men to do shit throughout human history. That's just how it is. So they lost out on their workforce, okay? Number two, they lost out on their cargo that kept their city running. They lost out at all the nice food, nice clothing that they got from Syria, Palestine. They lost on the skilled labor that would come down there and, you know, do, you know, nice things for them, like fucking, I don't know, marble pools and dumb shit like that, you know. And even if the skilled labor went down there, you know, it's a skilled craftsman, you know. So imagine I'm a skilled craftsman, I'm coming from Syria to design a marble pool for you. Where's all the young men to actually do the labor, you know? They're all in the countryside. So Syria, so Mecca lost the workforce that actually kept the city operating, and they lost all the fancy good food that they had coming from Syria, the skilled craftsmen, you know, the people coming to do, again, the glass marble pools and shit like that. They're like, you know, "We're getting harassed by these banditos. When we come here, there's no skilled labor, so we're not even gonna bother coming here anymore." So what ends up happening, and this is what you guys should love, okay? You know who complained the most about what's happening in Mecca? Women. The women were complaining to their alpha male husbands, hubby, where is my fine china, you know? Where is my, you know, special organic figs from Palestine? Where is that, you know? Why is my pool not clean, you know? So as the woman started to complain to their husbands, the husbands went to the people running Mecca and they're like, yo, man, do something. Because our women are driving us crazy. They're Nagasaurus, like Sandman would say, you know. So what happened here, guys, is that there was a quantum shift. Okay, for those of you who don't know what a quantum shift is, let's say all the people were, let's say you're on a boat, right? Let's say you're on a boat, you know, a big boat, you know, 45-foot boat, and, you know, 50 people all at once decide to go on that side. Well, guess what? The boat is gonna tip over, right? That's a quantum shift. You know, a quantum shift is when something goes from 180 degrees, you know, totally goes somewhere else. That's a quantum shift. So Mecca was this powerful state, but there was a quantum shift that brought Mecca to its knees, to the point where the people on top of Mecca, like the leaders of Mecca, those are the really bad ones. But you know what? The second and tier people below the top rulers of Mecca, they don't care. They don't care who rules them, you know, as long as they have their money, they have their china, you know, as long as their wives are not nagging them, they're good, baby. So the second and tier rulers of Mecca, they didn't care if the Muslims actually conquered Mecca. So what happened is that in a period of about 10 years, okay, in a period of about 10 years, Mecca went from this powerful state, you know, up here to being this weakened state, almost on the brinks of ruins, way down here. And that's all because young men said, fuck this shit, okay? And when Mecca got so low that the second and tier leaders of Mecca, they said, yo, Muhammad, bring back these Muslim men. We don't care what you want. You want to fucking come in and conquer Mecca? Cool. Just bring back the men, you know, that way, you know, they can pave our streets, you know, they can, you know, fix our lightning rods and, you know, keep our wives happy and not bitching. So when the Prophet Muhammad came into Mecca as a conqueror, for a couple of hours, Mecca was put under martial law. And in those couple of hours, the worst enemies of Islam, the people who were giving the Muslims hell, you know, the rulers on top, for a few hours, heads rolled in Mecca. Now, whether that is literal or figurative, I'm gonna leave that to your imagination. But the point here is, you young men out there, especially young single men without a care in the world, you guys out there, you have no idea how powerful you are. You guys, if you young men out there said, fuck this shit, I'm just gonna stay home, play video games all day, eat Cheetos, I might go out and, you know, do, you know, a couple of deliveries with DoorDash, you know, that way I have like, you know, 30, 40 bucks at the end of the night so I can buy a video game, or maybe, you know, buy a nice pizza, you know, dumb shit like that. Or in my case, you know, hop on a jet, go overseas, fuck a few bitches, make a U-turn and come back. You know, you guys, the second you guys say, fuck this shit, we're not gonna go out and work on fucking electric poles. We're not gonna work on oil rigs. We're not gonna collect garbage. We're not gonna clean the roads. America will fall. Okay, guys? The sooner you guys do that, the better. See, this is why the Jews are putting up these fake people like Hamza and Andrew Tate. What does Andrew Tate and Hamza tell you? Oh, bro, what color is your Bugatti, bro? Why don't you have a Bugatti, bro? Are you poor, bro? You have to have a Bugatti, bro. You have to have a private jet, bro. You gotta own your private island, bro. You gotta be on a yacht, bro. You gotta be with 27 bitches, bro. It's because people like Hamza, people like Andrew Tate, they want you to be part of this beast system. The beast system in Arabic is known as Dabbat al-Ard. You know, Dabbat al-Ard in Arabic means as beast of the earth, okay? I call it the beast system. I don't like to use the word matrix because that's a word Andrew Tate goes with. And again, Andrew Tate is controlled opposition. Guys, if you come this far, Andrew Tate will be exonerated and he will be claimed as the Muslim Mahdi, okay? I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. Now, is it gonna happen exactly like that? I don't know. I'm not God, but knowing what I know with CIA, Mossad, and how they like controlled opposition, I would not be surprised at all if Andrew Tate, if this is one big Hollywood production, because every time we see Andrew Tate out of prison, he's holding a copy of the Quran like this. You know, he's walking around with a copy of the Quran as if it's some sort of magical shield, you know. So what does that tell you, right? Controlled opposition, baby. So don't be surprised if Andrew Tate is not exonerated in a couple of weeks and is not declared to be the Muslim Mahdi. But at the end of the day, what's Andrew Tate's message? What color is your Bugatti, okay? This is what these Jews want. They want you out there being slaves for them. They want you to be cleaning the streets. They want you to be working on, you know, 5 million volt electrical power lines. That's what the Jews want. They want you to be their slaves. What Islam is telling you to do nowadays is lay down, guys. The Chinese have it right. Lay down, don't do anything. Play video games, eat Cheetos, you know, like I said, go out and maybe do a couple of DoorDash deliveries so you can have play money. And if you can leave the country, guys, that would be the best. If you can leave the country, that definitely would be the best. In short of leaving the country, guys, lay down. And if the government forces you to work, you know, let's say the Jewish controlled US government says, oh, if you're a young man and you're not out there, you know, fixing roads and shit like that, we're gonna throw you in prison or we're gonna kill you. Run away, guys, you know, run. You know, like TFM said, if you run up into the mountains, you know, especially if you go into places like in, you know, if you go into the marshland here in fucking Florida, or if you go into these places up in fucking Wyoming, where it's really cold, you think the government is gonna come after you? Hell no, the government ain't gonna come after somebody in the middle of you know, the freezing weather, or in the middle of fucking snake territory in the Everglades here in Florida. So the point here, guys, is that the time will come when Jewish controlled governments, you guys need to understand, man, China is a Jewish controlled government, okay? China, America, and as far as we know, Russia, their owners, the real owners, are the same, Jews. And again, when I say Jews, I'm talking about dirty Jews, I'm talking about Zionists, I'm not talking about Halsey or Martin Goldberg. or Shlomo who owns a deli down the street and reads the Torah and minds his own business, okay? It's just that these dirty Jews, they want to say, oh, we're Jews, we're chosen people. All right there, Mr. George Soros, who doesn't believe in God, but yet refers to himself as the greatest Jew alive. If you want to claim to be a Jew, I'm gonna look at the Torah and... since your entire existence is the opposite of the Torah, I'm just going to call you a dirty Jew, which is what George Soros, Zuckerberg, and fucking all these fake Jews are. So we are going to get to the point, guys, where the US government, Chinese government, Western governments, they're going to try to force you to actually work. Look at Ukraine. They're forcing young men to go die. Yet where the Ukrainian women at, you know? All the Ukrainian women, they all fled, you know? They're in Poland, they're in the UK, they're in Ireland, they're all over Western Europe. You know, they're getting flown out, they're getting their backs blown out by rich Western European men. And all the Ukrainian, and you know, I heard that, you know, I think it was one of TFM's live stream, you know, the Ukrainians are eating fucking rats. You know, Ukrainian men are eating rats. That's how bad it is in Ukraine right now for Ukrainian men. But yet, the women are out there shaking their asses, doing TikTok videos, getting piped down and flown around, you know, Western Europe, you know. Do you guys want to end up like that? You guys want to end up eating rats on a string, dying for a government that hates you while your women are on TikTok, you know, enjoying the best this world has to offer? Of course not. So, escape, okay? Right now... make preparations. If you can leave the country, that would be best. Don't do any work. Guys, I'm 42 years old, okay? I've been in the American workforce for 23 years, okay? In 23 years, guys, I am very proud to tell you that in 23 years, I never did a single job that benefited anybody, you know? I delivered DoorDash. Big whoop. I deliver your fucking pizza, you know? What, you can't drive a car for 2 minutes and go pick it up yourself? You know, guys, I actually did a delivery a couple of nights ago. The delivery fee was actually more than the order itself, you know? So I think the order was like $8 or $9, but my delivery fee was like $14. So imagine that, you know, imagine the fucking driver, me, you know, getting paid more to deliver the product than you actually buying the product yourself. That's crazy, you know? And you want to know who uses DoorDash the most? Women, you know? And I can't tell you the number of times, guys, that I would deliver... this is actually mind-boggling, but it's understandable. You know, these women out there, man, almost all the women that I deliver food to, and assuming the bitches actually come out, that's how hungry they are, you know. Most people nowadays, thanks to Scamarona, you can leave the food and just take a picture of it and don't even have to see the customer. I love that, but sometimes these bitches be so hungry, they're actually waiting for me in the driveway. Actually, they'd be waiting for me in the middle of the street. It's like, what's that whale doing there? Oh yeah, that's my DoorDash customer, you know? The amount of unhealthy food these women are ordering. I remember this one time, guys, it was in LA. I don't care if it's in LA, I don't care if it's in small town USA, I don't care where in the world in America I'm delivering. It could be fucking Cody, Wyoming, Cheyenne in Wyoming as well, or fucking, you know, Boulder City in Colorado. These women, they order so much unhealthy crap, man. And it's, I remember in LA this one time, I delivered over 6,000 calories of food, you know. It was a Cheesecake Factory, man. Bitches order, you know, Cheesecake Factory has generous portions. I used to eat there all the time. I don't eat there all the time because, you know, that shit makes you fat. So I remember this girl, she had about 6,000 calories of cheesecake factory food between the main dish, a couple of chocolate cakes on the side, delivered to her, you know. And like I said, man, 9 out of 10 times when a woman actually standing in the street waiting for me to deliver the food, bitch is fucking fat. I'm not talking about chubby. I'm talking about drop her out of a fucking plane, she'll fucking nuke half of the world fat, okay? So this is what's happening, guys. Your woman are enjoying the best this life has to offer while you guys go out there and slave away for their enjoyment. So you guys out there watching this video, okay, if you are unable to leave the West, okay, do what the early Muslims did. Lay down, and then when the government forces you to work or else, go and seek to live out in the middle of nowhere. And if you are so hungry and you see a truck going to Walmart and you decide, you know, hey, I'm hungry, man, and this truck has food, it's going to Walmart, I'm in the middle of nowhere, if I go back to the city, they're gonna murder me or throw me in jail or force me to work, or I'm gonna die out here and there's a truck parked in the parking lot from Walmart with fucking cheese pizza on the side. You know how you'd be driving down the highway and you see these trucks rolling by from like Subway, Quiznos, I don't even know if Quiznos is still around or not, or McDonald's, and you know they have they're painted, they're not painted, you know, they're stickered with the all the fine food that they're delivering, you know. Hey man, human nature, man. If you have been ran out of your city by an evil government that's gonna murder you, throw you in prison, or force you to work while women show their titties on TikTok, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're starving to death, and you see a truck that's delivering food, and you're hungry, hey man, human nature. At the end of the day, like TFM said, man, at the end of the day, you guys need to be alive. If you're watching this video, you need to be alive when we rebuild. Now, the reason why, okay, the reason why you guys out there should not fight back, the reason why you shouldn't fight back is a lot of people out there have to die. Let me say that again. The reason why you should not fight against the system, 85% of the people out there, they are with the system, okay? How many people snitched on their neighbors for not wearing a mask, right? Imagine that. Oh, look, his mask is below his nose, you know, let me call the police on my neighbor, right? So imagine when we come to the point where, oh shit, my neighbor, his car is still in the driveway, it's 12 o'clock, why is he not collecting the garbage can for my wife at 8 in the morning, right? Why is he not up on a pole somewhere, working on the electric wire? Why is he not doing that, you know? So we're gonna get to that point where people in particular, blue pillars in particular, people who are married, who are going to snitch out. See, your biggest enemy is not Mark Zuckerberg, okay? Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they can't do shit to you if it wasn't for the blue pillars and simps. This is why you guys are not allowed to fight back, because God is going to kill the blue pillar, the simp, okay? The vaccine, hey man, we all know the vaccine is giving people heart attacks. I told you before, I know a young Muslim woman, she's a nurse, you know, like 30 some years old, single mother, go figure, you know, she got a heart attack and died, you know, she got a heart attack, within 5 minutes, she was dead, you know. Of course, the hospital lied and said, oh, what killed her was the stress of being a single mother. You know, that was, if stress killed single mothers, 50% of American women would be fucking dead if that was true. But this just goes to show you guys that these Jews, they lie, lie, lie. Even when all the facts are against them, they still lie. And guess what? The people still believe it. You know, like TFM said, man, would you, if you are the typical blue pill simp, do you want to believe that your entire life is a lie? Or would you rather continue with the lie? Because if you believe, if you finally acknowledge that everything you've been told is a lie, do you know how much fundamental, radical work you have to do to change your life? You can't do it. You know, imagine with the typical blue pill guy, you're married, you got a mortgage, you got a car lease, you know, your kids are going to private school, and all of a sudden you see this video where your only option is to literally abandon society. That's your only option. What do you think your wife is going to say, man? She's gonna divorce you. Duh. You know, your wife is gonna be, again, the reason why Mecca fell to the Muslims is because all these women were nagging to their husbands. Hey, where's the pool boy at? Why is the street not clean? Why is the garbage still outside my house? You know, why is that electrical grid not fixed? You know, that's what made Mecca fall. Because a woman nagged their husbands to the point where their husbands was, even if Muhammad comes in and literally makes my head roll, it's gonna be better than this bitch nagging me. This is what you guys out there want. You know, imagine the poetic justice, you know? Imagine the poetic justice where you guys leave society. Then the woman nag their beta male husbands to the point where the beta male husband ends up getting a heart attack because they're so fucking stressed out. Wouldn't that be poetic justice to think about it? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, Amr Mitwali, shit, I'd go live in the Everglades with fucking skunks and alligators. Just so the blue pillars can get nagged by their wives and end up dead out of, you know, getting nagged so much, you know. But yeah, guys, that's my video for you for today, guys, is that you have no choice. You have no choice. I have no choice. You got to extricate yourself from society as quickly, efficiently, and quietly as you can. Now, in my case, I'm Amr Mitwali. I'm a dual citizen. I can pretty much work anywhere I want. You know, I can go on Upwork.com, work as a programmer. Guys, anywhere outside of America and the West, you can live for $1,000 a month. So, worst case scenario, I go work as a programmer on Upwork, you know, doing coding for other people. You know, if I make $30 a day, heck, I can make $30 a day, like copywriting, writing, you know, editing dumb shit like that, you know. So for me, Amr Mitwali, if I have to leave the West right this minute, I could do that and I can be totally fine. You guys watching my video, ask yourself the question, can you guys leave the West right now and be totally fine, okay? In short of that, make preparation that the government will crack down on you to get you to work so women can go shake their punani on TikTok. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.